Christmas season and the holidays always seem to cause a little bit of stress around our house. And so I always like to try and have some holiday solutions, if you will. We call them holiday hacks. If you come across a recipe that calls for cake flour, did you know that you can substitute all-purpose flour, 1 cup for 1 cup, and a couple of tablespoons of cornstarch? So if a recipe called for 1 cup of cake flour, you would take 2 tablespoons of cake flour, all-purpose flour, out and add in 2 tablespoons of cornstarch, and you would have your own cake flour. Also, recipes this time of year have self-rising flour, and self-rising flour can be made with 1 cup of flour, 1.5 teaspoons of baking powder, and 1/2 teaspoon of salt. Another thing that I think is really important for people to keep in mind that's really, really helpful when you're making candy is to do an altitude adjustment. At higher altitudes, we don't need to bring our candy to as high a temperature. And so one way to figure it is for 2 degrees for every 1,000 feet above sea level, you would subtract off of your candy recipe. So for example, if I'm at 4,500 feet in altitude, that would be 9 degrees because it's 2 degrees for every 1,000 feet that I would subtract off. So 9 degrees off of my candy recipe. A lot of times this time of year, we get really good buys on citrus. To keep your citrus better longer, store it in an airtight bag in the refrigerator, and that helps. And then also on all of your berries, if you'll do a rinse of 3 parts water to 1 part vinegar, you'll be amazed at how long your berries will keep. I hope these have been a couple of tips that will be helpful for you in easing the burden of the holidays and maybe even saving you a dollar or two.